This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA aided Landis in opening its new fertilizer production facility. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Last week was the ribbon cutting of Landis's brand new 75,000 square foot fertilizer production and distribution facility in Boone. The facility, which cost nearly $15 million, will produce sustainable, slow-release fertilizer products to bring environmentally and economically efficient fertilizer to Midwest farmers. Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan, USDA Rural Development Administrator, said the USDA contributed $4.9 million towards the funding of the construction through a rural grant program.
Landis is an incredible partner, and so they are the recipients of a $4.8 million grant through the Fertilizer Production Enhancement Program, which is a program that President Biden and Secretary Vilsack stood up very quickly to make sure that we could domestically produce more fertilizer, because we saw what happened when we went ahead with the war in Ukraine, how that affected our fertilizer prices, how it affected our farmers, and they said, we got to do something. So they put in $900 million to help stand up more fertilizer production, and that's what we've got right here at Landis. It's amazing.
Londrigan said the current administration has had a significant focus on investing in rural communities.
President Biden has been very, targeted about making sure that we are making these investments, in local places. And so I think in Iowa, it's just rural development alone has invested over $2.1 billion just in this administration. Over 8,600 projects just here in Iowa. I mean, it's amazing. And it's all about local investments, putting money back in the pockets of ag producers and rural businesses.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.